Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 2017 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. It's Jim Blasingame, my local Small Business Advocate, and my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient. With a number three, The Third Ingredient. We have a great visit with Sarah Heiner, president and CEO of the family-owned Bottom Line Publications, bottomlineinc.com. Her blog is there. I encourage you to do that. In fact, we're going to talk about her blog, a blog post right now. Sarah, thanks again for being here. By the way, folks, Bottom Line Personal is their twice-monthly publication that you need to go and subscribe to. Sarah, we got any deals there at the website, bottomlineinc.com?
Probably. I think actually right now, if you go to the site up at top, there's a deal for subscribing to Bottom Line Personal.
All right. So check that out, folks.
Awesome. Yeah.
And tell them I
sent
you.
Check out the store.
Hey, Sarah, your blog post recently on how to think about COVID as a treatable disease. Tell us about that. What was on your mind when you wrote this?
Honest, God, I think this is one of the most important things that people can be doing or thinking about right now. As you know, you turn on the TV now and 200,000 people, almost 200,000 people a day are getting tested positive, or these positive tests. Not going to go into the question whether or not those numbers are inflated at all, the quality of the testing, and
whether there should be that much testing.
That's a whole other discussion. But what I want people to start to think about is that this is not the last germ that's out there. They have treatments for COVID. If you look at what happened early on, quarantine, flatten the curve, that was vital to let the healthcare system catch up and understand what this is, right? Because it's an entirely different animal than what they originally saw. But now they get it. They understand it. They've got treatments for it, right? So they've got, when Chris Christie, one of the poster children for I Should Die of This, came through it just fine, right? And I'm not trying to be, there's high-risk groups, elderly, obese, out of control blood sugar, heart conditions, blood pressure. So he's a poster child for it. He came out of it. They've got treatments for it, whether it's early stage for them to give treatments for it, or if you're in the hospital using steroids, using the blood plasmas, Regeneron, they've got treatment. So this is not a death sentence. The percentage of people dying from this is far, far lower than anybody is acknowledging.
We shouldn't be afraid of it. We should be careful about it. We don't want anybody to get this. But it is not the death sentence that we thought it was 8 months ago.
And the fact that people are still paranoid about it in the same way is dangerous. So you need to shift your thinking that it's just another disease. It's another vaccine. You'll get through it. So there's not only are there treatments for it to be able to do it, there are things you can do to prevent it, which goes to immune system, right? But in particular, vitamin D and zinc.
Vitamin D.
Sound.
I've been taking massive doses of vitamin D for a long time.
If you're low in vitamin D, if you're deficient in vitamin D, you have almost twice the risk of...
I stop you for a second right there? I'm not a doctor. Everybody knows this. I didn't stay in the Holiday Inn Express last night. But I'm going to go out on a limb and say 99% of all Americans, maybe earthlings, are deficient in vitamin D. What would you think about that?
Well, 99 is a little high, but I'm going to go 50%.
98.
A solid 50% or more.
I bet it's more than that. I bet it's way more than that.
Everyone should be doing it. And this infuriates me. I'm totally on a tear now because the doctors, the media, nobody, they tell you to wear your masks and live in a cave when they should be saying take vitamin D, take zinc, eat healthy, sleep,
and live your life.
You're not contagious if you're healthy. If you're healthy, you don't get sick. You're not contagious. And they're not talking about it. So there are things you do to prevent. They have treatments. And now these vaccines seem to be right around the corner. Mm-hmm. A third one this morning showed very promising results, AstraZeneca's.
Throw one other thing in here because you've landed on this vitamin D zinc thing very much. Folks, those are both things you can buy at the store. You can buy a bottle of zinc at the store and take one every day like you and I do. Vitamin D, I get the 5,000 CDs or whatever it's called. It's a little egg, tiny little egg-shaped pill. It's a pretty little golden pill. 5,000. Some people get 2,000, 3,000. My doctor said massive doses. I'm taking 5,000. Well, everybody maybe shouldn't do it, but my point is
let me caveat that. It used to be 5,000 IUs a day. They lowered that to about 3,000 is probably the best safe zone. A lot of people have a hard time holding on to their G, especially as you get older. Mm-hmm. And high doses, there are people that take 10 and 50,000 of these things.
That's risky without a doctor.
3,000 a day, that's all you need, and go outside in the sunshine.
But the point is, folks, you can go to the store. In 30 minutes, you can be taking care of this.
Yes. Yes.
And do it every day.
I was just telling you, I've traveled a bunch. I'm not afraid because I'm taking zinc, I'm taking D, my immune system.
And you're healthy. And you're a healthy person.
I'm healthy. But it's what our bodies know how to do that.
That's right.
So to shift, instead of being that this is a death sentence and be afraid of every headline report that's out there, I can't say this strongly enough. Think about, they've got treatments. There are things you could do to prevent it. It's so vital. And the treatments are effective.
That's exactly right. And we've got to get to the point where we're living and functioning with this disease. Because I will tell you, we're never going to get rid of coronavirus, COVID-19. And about the time it becomes in our rearview mirror, we're going to have COVID-21.
There's going to be
something like this. But we have to live with it, don't we?
We absolutely. And again, it's going to be COVID-20. It's going to be whatever, pig flu, bird flu, bat flu is going to show up. But the one thing that you can do, among everything, if your immune system is strong, then your chances of getting anything is lower. If you're healthy weight, if you sleep, if you exercise, it doesn't take a lot. Just the basics.
That's exactly right. Hey, Sarah, hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're going to talk about some other things that Sarah will have on her mind after the break. It's Intel. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.